This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, good morning to you and welcome in. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan on this Tuesday. Kevin Payne talking fantasy football with us at 11. Charlie Slow's weekly Nats conversation at 12:45. Tuesdays with Charlie. Danny, I'm going to try something today.
All right.
I don't know if it's going to work.
Okay.
I don't know if it'll be a successful endeavor.
I don't know what this is.
I don't know if it's a disaster.
What is it?
I'm going to try it.
Tell me what it is.
I'm going to try to do the whole show standing up.
Oh, this is so uncomfortable.
That's what I was going to ask
you. This is so uncomfortable.
How bothered are you going to be?
Listen, I'm already in a terrible mood.
So last week I'm at Nats Park and I get into this conversation with one of my buddies who works defense contracting government something about his stand-up desk.
He does a standing desk, or yes, he sits on a rollerball or one of those stupid things.
So today I'm on my way into the studio and I'm talking to another friend and we're talking about how he's not sleeping well and all this stuff. And he's like, yeah, I fall asleep like driving. I fall asleep all the time. Something's going on. I'm like, what about at work? And he goes, well, I have a stand-up desk, so I always have energy at work. And this is the second time I've heard about it in a week. Now, I can't have a stand-up desk here, okay? The desk is very low. I can't really use the computer like I like. I've got nowhere to put my show rundown. So this is probably not going to work. It's certainly not going to be comfortable.
Logistically, this is terrible.
Is it going to throw you off?
100%. You're standing and I'm sitting. When one person's standing and everyone else is sitting, it's the worst. Thommy's got to stand to run the board.
And I hate it, by the way.
Of course, as you rightfully should. Winston Churchill said, why stand when you can sit? Words I live by.
I invite you to stand with me.
I'm not going to do it. I have to check
perhaps
my computational device.
Perhaps it's a form device of solidarity as a team.
No, we're not doing it. The protest won't just catch on because like someone else got involved here. I need to look at my computational device. I need to check the Twitters. I need to have game data in front of me.
I'm going to try to do all that while standing.
You're going to hunch over? You're going to lean?
It's going to be a lot of hunching.
Don't hunch.
A lot of moving the mic.
Sit.
Can you hear this mic going up and down?
Yeah. Everyone can hear that.
Will that throw the show off?
What are you, Mike Wise, starting the show over there? Don't do that.
Danny Rue.
I just knocked the mic cover off.
Yeah.
That's where we're at today. You do that every morning, by the way.
Why are you in such a bad mood?
Look what just came off the microphone.
That's ridiculous.
Get me out of here. Take me away. Bring me up. Tommy, can you bring me one of those wipes?
Danny just jostled the microphone, and it looks like black snow fell all over the desk.
Seriously, it looks like ash after like a coal fire.
I think that's asbestos.
I don't know if we're supposed to be in this studio right now or not.
We probably aren't. This is toxic.
So
this is Britney Spears' mediocre hit.
If me standing is throwing you off or not.
In all sincerity, it is uncomfortable, but I can deal with it because I know it's coming.
Okay. Well, it's going to happen today. We'll see how it turns out. I also think I'll get a lot more steps because if you notice what I'm doing like a side-to-side step every, you know, like I'm not standing.
A lot of pace.
Okay.
Exactly.
You're my friend.
Yes.
And I like you.
Thank
I like
you.
Everybody.
You don't like everybody.
Not today.
Well, but what I'm going to tell you is that's really annoying.
What is?
You hopping back and forth between on your feet. You're bouncing from left to right. Left.
I'm just trying to get my steps.
Yeah. I'm going to need you to not do that during segments.
So what if I stand straight up and flat-footed and statuesque like Tom Brady in the pocket?
I mean, you could gesticulate and talk because I do that. I move around
but
as I talk.
But this is too much?
Yeah. Well, I'm talking, you're basically like bobbing back and forth like a boxer warming up.
The reason for my idea here, what gave birth to this, if you will.
What birthed it?
What birthed it was I get home with like 400 and 500 steps after like 2 o'clock, which is just not enough. If that makes sense.
It does. Yeah, I get it.
It's just not good enough.
I get it. You gotta get up every time I get up, and we'll just get water. We'll just get some more coffee.
No,
we'll go to the bathroom.
You go to the bathroom more than a 93-year-old woman on a road trip.
Agreed, because I drink a ton of water. I'm drinking a ton of coffee. You get the diuretics going. You get it moving.
How many cups of coffee have you had today?
So I had my normal move is, I don't know what size thermos this is. It's the jumbo thermos.
Say 24 ounces.
Yeah, it's the jumbo thermos. It's like the big gulp. Big gulps, huh? Whoops, see you later. I guzzle a cup of coffee so that I can then enjoy my coffee, just so I can then actually be a human being. Then after this is done, I will get one more cup probably before 11. But I drink 5 of these giant swell bottles of water a day, give or take, and I'm hoofing it to the bathroom all the time. Just reasons to get up and move. You got to move. You got to do bits of blue shorts. find a hot girl on Instagram and recommend them to her. You gotta get out. You gotta get the juices flowing.
You gotta go live your life.
You gotta do it.
I'm always prepping the next segment. I'm trying to line things up.
Oh, look at me. You're making the show good.
Yeah, I'm just trying to grind over here. 10-2, we're on the clock.
Doing my job, said Grant.
Why can't the Redskins run the ball, Danny? That is the question. That's where we're going to start the show. That's where Darburst, let's fire up the phones. 800-636-1067. Let's open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines. The Redskins cannot run the ball. Now,
let's have that as a given, by the
first,
way.
First, just about these 2 weeks in the preseason, okay? We can get to the history of them not being able to run the ball under Jay Gruden in a second. But for two preseason games, which don't matter, and only a total of probably five drives with starters against starters over two games. We're talking about essentially a quarter of football, really. They can't run the ball. There will be quarters, several of them this regular season, where not the Redskins, who can't run the ball, don't run the ball, but even the really quality elite rushing teams don't run the ball well. So let's separate for a second the sample size issue. And let's take out of the equation for a moment the fact that you don't have enough time in a game to really get going or to set things up because a quarter later you're going to hit a play that you set up with a deke earlier on. We get all of that. But here is what we know. Coming into the preseason, Danny, one of the major storylines was Jay Gruden has not had a good rushing team since he got here. And if you go back before he got here, when I loved him as an offensive coordinator and said this guy's going to be a good head coach at some point, his Cincinnati Bengals offenses, the Cincinnati Bengals, as Jameis Winston said in Hard Knocks, they never ran the ball well under Jay Gruden, ever. Why can't they run the ball? Is it a Jay Gruden problem? They've got Bill Callahan, who's supposedly the best run game coordinator in the league, who dialed up an offense for Dallas that's still upper echelon without him. Is it that they don't have good running backs because Rob Kelly's their starter was an undrafted free agent last year and Matt Jones was a bust and Samaje Perine's a mid-round pick was just a kid? Is it that their offensive line where they've got an all-pro left tackle and a Pro Bowl right guard and a guy at right tackle they just drafted in the third round who's got a lot of money to be really good? I mean, you got 60% of your offensive line you supposedly love as a building block. Why can't you run it?
I love statistics and I love data points and I love trying to find trends. All right, I'm a big believer in that because over the long haul, you get a process. Each individual moment can be explained away. Hey, this running play didn't work because Niles Paul missed a block. This running play didn't work because Brandon Scherff slipped. Spencer Long didn't get to the linebacker. You can always find something on each individual play. Each individual moment has its own explanation. When you start, that's why I love baseball so much. When you get into a month, 2 months, 3 months, a season, two seasons, five seasons, you find guys that kind of cluster around and give you what they are. Here's who Jay Gruden is. Rushing yards in a season. His ranks as an offensive mind when he's been in charge. 19, 18, 18, 19, 20, 21. Do you think that sounds consistent? Does that have something to do with it? Each individual play in there. Giovanni Bernard slipped on a banana peel. They didn't get a big gain on this one. He didn't have a good running back his first year in Washington. Whatever it is. This is a Jay Gruden systemic. His offense does not run the ball well. I think we can overcomplicate it. And by the way, this isn't a criticism. It's just, this is part of doing business. The same way that if you want to do business with Dusty Baker, you're going to have the incorrect guy hitting second. You want to do business with Jay Gruden, you take a great passing offense, the ability to get a lot out of quarterbacks, and a poor running game. That's what you're going to get.
And this is why I think that the past has to matter. So I separated it earlier, and I said this is essentially the two-week
problem. But context matters.
Yes. Here's the numbers in Washington. I looked them up before we started today. 2014, the Redskins were 19th in rushing yards per game and 14th in per play. Now, you know that the metric I care about is per play because I think it's more telling than per game. But it can also be somewhat misleading because you can get your 40-yard gain on a 3rd-and-17 draw that you hit a team with. You can get a bunch of 8-, 9-yard runs on 3rd-and-19.
On give-up plays,
on bailout give-out plays that change how much you average per play. In 2015, the Redskins were 20th in yards per game, one worse than 19th, and 30th in yards per play. In 2016, they were 21st in yards per game, all the way up to 9th in yards per play. They actually got more yards last year per play than they had in any point in the last 2 years, where they ranked 14th, then 30th, then 9th. But if you look at per game, how many yards they rush for, they've gone from 19th in year one with Jay to 20th in year two to 21st in year three. Here's your 2017 preseason numbers. You want those?
Give them to me.
2017 preseason, how many teams are in the NFL?
32.
The Redskins are 32nd in rushing yards per game.
Last.
They are 31st in rushing yards per play. There is no metric you can skew to show that they're running the ball well. Now, on some plays, it's one guy. And I think, and I've texted with different people, with the team, coaches, players, otherwise over the last few weeks, I know how this works. It is very difficult to evaluate the run game because it takes one broken link to ruin a fence.
Sure.
It does. It's like Christmas bulbs when you're trying to string together a tree. If one of them out, they're all out, okay? One play, as you said, it was Niles Paul. We could see it very obviously. Another play, Brandon Sheriff's on skates, knocked into the backfield. Another player, receiver doesn't block on the backside, and you get caught for two when it should have been seven. But if there's always one thing wrong, then you're just not very good at running the ball. So we can keep explaining away this little nuanced, this play, it was this problem process, and that's accurate, and it's even fair.
Mm-hmm.
But good rushing teams don't have a problem on every play.
Exactly.
And the Redskins haven't just had that in these two preseason games. They had it very often last year, and they've had it very often for the 3 years before this under Jay Gruden.
So you go into last year's totals where, and I heard Jason talking about this the other day, where you say, hey, wait, they averaged 4.5 yards a pop. They were actually top 10 in terms of yards per carry. Sometimes, you're right, in general, I prefer that number where yards per play for a defense gives you a good indicator and some different moments. Last year, they had two games, the Chicago game, second to last season, and that first Philadelphia game, believe it or not, where they accumulated 438 yards on the ground between those two games.
That was probably Matt Jones's best game as a Redskin if it wasn't the Rams game in week two of his rookie year.
And the dominance that they showed, it was incredible in those games. Listen to some of these other totals. 55, 60, 56, 29, 38. That's as a team. That's team rushing totals. That tells you that it's second and 11, so they finally said, screw it, we're just not doing this anymore. We're not going with the Chris Russell plan of being second and 10 every single time just to try to, quote, establish something.
But here's something that you hear a lot from Redskins fans. Well, it doesn't matter that much. We throw the ball well. Kirk will throw for 4,800. We're a throw-first team anyway. They're not going to be running it a ton on first and second. Everyone talks about that Giants game as one of the worst games in recent Redskins history. In week
17. It was.
It cost them the playoffs. That game, Rob Kelly averaged 2.8 yards per carry. One of the reasons they lost, Cousins didn't play well enough. The defense gave up a lot of rushing yards, didn't play well. They couldn't run the ball. The Carolina game is the other game everyone looks back at.
Exact same thing.
And is devastated. Same problem. 9 carries for Rob Kelly, 8 total yards they couldn't run the ball. When this team is average running the ball, they have great offensive performances because Cousins lights it up. When they are below average, they struggle. And when they have bad rushing games, they have their stinker, dud, Panthers, Giants, Steelers type games. They have to run the ball at even a pedestrian level to give themselves a chance. So here's the question for you. We're going to take your calls next. We'll give you our answers as well. Where should the blame go and why can't this team run the ball? Is the offensive line not good in run blocking? Despite Bill Callahan being their coordinator and their master when it comes to getting the ground game going. This guy makes more than a lot of the offensive coordinators around the league.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. Is it a running back issue? Is it a scheme, offensive issue with Gruden, who's a throw-first guy? Why don't they run it better? Grant and Danny, your thoughts next on the Fan.
It is Grant and Danny for our friends at Window Nation. I'm in a bad mood this morning, GP. I just am. But then I get happy when I think about those windows at home that I got from Window Nation. All they've done is given me a tax credit. All they've done is lowered my utility bills every month where I pay a fraction of what I used to. And oh, by the way, they look great and keep the home cool. And now is the time to do it. You get 2 free windows for every 2 you buy. That's right. It's the back-to-school sale. You buy 4, you get 4. No limit. Plus 0% interest until 2019. That's free money for 18 months.
Back-to-school sale with Window Nation. 65,000 homes have Window Nation windows, doors at their houses. Mine's one of them. Danny's is one of them. And we wouldn't have done it any other way. You got to call them at 866-90-NATION. 866-90-NATION. Get 2 free windows for every 2 you buy. No limit. Plus 0% interest until 2019, and an Amazon gift card up to $500 for free with the purchase of a house of windows. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com, but you got to tell them something.
Tell them Grant and Danny sent you. Window Nation for your home and ours, because it's where you live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.